Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is it atomic?
Yes, sir. Very atomic.
Incredible as they seem, are not the results of mass hysteria.
Well, it's just the two of us again. Or, not quite the two of us. No, no, no. You're alone at this very moment. In body. But we might as well be there, being just above you, high above you, 384,400 kilometers away. And above you. On the moon. Which is not to say that we are always on the surface of the moon, or beneath the surface of the moon, but simply to say that the moon is particularly lovely this time of year. November, though? Not so much. But to get back to the bones of the thing, rather than getting caught up in the surrounding sinew, you are indeed alone right now, engaging in the noble act of self-isolation, social distancing. I know that things may be scary, but if we all stick to our guns and buckle down, we'll be able to wipe out this Uranosanthropy pandemic and restore some normalcy. What's that? It's not Uranosanthropy, the cursed fate of transforming into the sky itself? Really? I suppose we'll call that another big X for Nostradamus. But in any case, we will get through this. Though that thought certainly doesn't do anything to ease the crushing, crunching boredom you must be feeling right now. That, our dear listener, our dear test subject, our dear organ warmer, our dear hatchling, our dear singularity, our dear fabrication of a shattered glass reality, is where we come in to suggest some
self-isolation distractions and time passers by!
Hobbies. We love them. Don't you too? You must. You have such a splendid hobby station already set up. You can see it, can't you? It's right there on your left. No. Your other left. Cedarwood. Very nice. And what fine, fine hobby supplies you have laid out. Let's see what we have here. The humble needle and thread, of course. For all kinds of sewing, darning, modification, suturing. And, oh yes, the tweezers. We must have those for delicately placing buttons and other small odds and ends where they belong. Or where they don't belong. And speaking of which, how could we get into places we don't belong without the noble hobby knife? Cutting through fibers of all kinds, separating layers, creating cavities. Or perhaps a drill would be more suitable for creating cavities, though it seems you have several of those as well. Ah, and here, the more specialist tools, the saws, for all that sawing you need to do. The suction pump for cleaning unsightly messes. The smelling salts. Don't want them falling asleep. Speaking of which, how is the subject of your attention, your hobby doing? Yes. Definitely still awake. Those are some premium smelling salts you've got there, Haas. Kosher? Delightful. Looks like you've had a grand old time taking this one apart. Now you just need to put it back together. That part is a bit harder, but I'm sure you'll manage. And if you don't... Can you believe they actually make people go to school for this? But enough of hobbies, frivolity, child's play. We should be using this sweet time and sweet self, sweet isolation for betterment, improvement, expansion of the mind. Reading. Yes. Reading. So many things to read at all times, since time. So many choices of things to read. A Library of Alexandria now at your fingertips. A literal Library of Alexandria, if you but only know the words and wish it at the correct hour and offer the correct gifts of gold and green. But bah, we rattle on. Any old book will do. Just grab it. There it is. That one. On your left. No. Your other left. What have we here? What's that? You're saying you don't know this book. But it's here in your home. How could you not know it? It certainly seems to know you. It must be familiar to you. The thick layer of chalky dust, hiding that subtle leathery sheen. Red leather, though the kind of deep but faded coppery red where you can't quite tell if it was always that color. You still don't remember the book? With its binding of coarse black thread, the spine and edges of the cover painted and highlighted in a tasteful gold, and the cover itself, not quite painted so much as hewn into the leather. It's worn down now, but you can still barely read it with your hand. That grotesque, tiny baby's face, calm, reposeful, but with a scorpion nestled between the slightly parted lips. You're sure that's what the cover is. And now you have it in your hands, and the smell is bringing it all back. The smell of iron, of misery, of sweat that dripped down from the hand of its author after another obsessive, sleepless night spent filling the tome with terrible truths and half-truths more terrible still. Maybe this one is better saved for another occasion. It seems as though it would be a rather depressing read, and perhaps that's not what you're in the mood for at the moment. Yes, that's right. Toss it aside. Well, we could always come back to that. What's that you say? If not reading, then perhaps writing? Well, I'm not sure how much juice you've gotten you at the moment for that. I did take one peek inside that book earlier, and it says in there that you wrote it. Surely you'll need a bit of time to creatively recharge after that endeavor. Hobbies, reading, all so cerebral. No. No. Exercise. It's important to get enough exercise, you know. If you don't get enough exercise, your body will slowly atrophy to the point where you're nothing but a dry brain and spinal column resting on the surface of your bed amongst the desiccated flakes of what was once your body. Your arid nerves will spiral through the springs and dust-caked memory foam amongst the dust mites and bedbugs. Into the dust mites and bedbugs, so that you become part of them, and they become part of you, and your whole existence is nothing but the experience of yourself eating the dry remains of your own dry bedsores forever? And that wouldn't be nice, would it? Unless you're nasty. Unless you're just a nasty little one who likes that sort of nastiness. It doesn't do to be nasty, you know. Not in our current situation. And so, we must exercise. Don't worry. One doesn't need to visit the gym. You have everything you need right here in the tiny, lightless prison that has become, for all intents and purposes, your universe. Turn to your left.
No!
Your other left. Unroll that yoga mat. Make sure the pins all point pin side up. You wouldn't want to scratch up the floors now, would you? No. Pin side up, and slowly, deliciously, press your palms and heels down until you can see the tips sparkling through. Breathe. Stretch. If you can hear your hamstrings snapping like the cables of a bomb suspension bridge, you're still not going deep enough. There! Now unhinge the bones of your forearms and feel those hands unzip. Plant the nubs. And try to smile as you stretch. Really crack those cheeks so the rotted teeth at the back and wiggle their tendrils in the sunlight. We call this pose downward facing six-legged dog. I know. Six-legged dog? How redundant. Ah, how refreshing. Aren't you glad we did that? But oh my. It seems we're still under the nightmarish burden of consciousness. Whatever shall we do now? Let's bring it back down. Bring it back. Focus on what's in front of us. On what's important. Those we care about. Our companions. This time spent in the further reaches is time we can spend with our companions. Our friends among the beasts. Man's best friend. And there it is now. To your left.
You still don't seem to understand. Your other left.
The other one. No. The other one. Yes. Yes. There it is. Why do you back away? Like the hobby station that is yours, and the book that is most surely yours, this must be your pet. Let's take a look at it. Yes, see? Nothing to be alarmed by. Everything in working order. Four legs. Good start. Head at the front, tail at the back, even better. Come now. Get over there. Give it a pet. Oh, it's so happy that you're home and spending all this extra time with it. Give it that pet. Head and down the back. Don't go against the grain. It doesn't like it when you go against the grain. Yes. See? Everything normal. A nice, sleek coat of fur under all that mucus. Three eyes looking up at you lovingly. Or is it three and a half? No. Don't cry. Just keep petting. Just keep petting. Just keep petting. Just keep petting. Until this all blows over. Until we've put this virus back into a box and flung that box into the sea. Into the sea where it will drift deep, deep down where the old things are. They'll open the box, callous and curious things that they are. And they'll die. We'll have killed them. We'll have killed those old gods. Again. How grand it will be. But until then, stay inside. And I won't remind you to wash your hands. You're an adult. But I will spout off that old adage. It's easier to wash your hand than to clean a stump. Stay inside. But you can also take a walk by yourself. But stay inside.